Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into How to Lead Smart People by Aaron Singh and Mike Mister, a book published in 2019 that serves as a beacon for leaders navigating the complexities of the modern global landscape. This insightful read offers tangible strategies for those at the helm of organizations or teams focusing on fostering an environment where challenge and inspiration go hand in hand, crucial for the evolution of a dynamic team. Aaron Singh brings to the table his vast experience as an international corporate lawyer and a former partner at KPMG Law, his role as an educator in corporate leadership and negotiations across multiple continents, combined with his advisory work for the UK government on international trade, positions him as a voice of authority on the subject. Mike Mister, as a partner at the Moller Institute at Churchill College, University of Cambridge, and with his extensive background in executive development, complements Singh's perspective, offering a holistic view on leadership that is rare and invaluable. How to Lead Smart People is particularly relevant for CEOs and managers striving to gain and maintain the respect of their team members, junior and mid-level managers on the path to promotion, and any leader or team member aiming to enhance their communication skills and effectiveness. Together, Singh and Mister lay down a framework that not only addresses the what and the how of leadership, but also intricately dissects the why, providing readers with a comprehensive guide for leading smart, talented individuals in today's ever-evolving global business environment. How to Lead Smart People: Leadership for Professionals. Introduction. Unlock the secret to leading the brightest minds. When you're at the helm of a team brimming with intellect and expertise, steering this ship of brilliance can seem like a daunting endeavor. The intelligence in the room is palpable, each member equipped with a wealth of knowledge and often the confidence to match. This scenario places leaders in a peculiar paradox. How do you guide individuals who might believe guidance is redundant for them? The answer lies in transforming yourself into a leader as smart or smarter than those you aim to lead. This metamorphosis isn't as Herculean as it sounds. Leadership, especially of the smart variety, is an art form that can be mastered over time. Whether you're a seasoned executive or a newcomer to the realm of leadership, enhancing your leadership IQ is a direct pathway to broader success, both professionally and personally. This journey into smart leadership is not a solitary one. Across the globe, leaders just like you are refining their approach, molding their teams into cohesive units, and mentoring the next generation of intellects. By exploring their stories and strategies, you'll gain invaluable insights into becoming the smart leader your team not merely needs but deserves. In this exploration into leadership excellence, you will uncover strategies for guiding teams with members from varied cultural backgrounds, recognizing the rich tapestry of perspectives they bring to the table. The counterintuitive yet powerful benefits of seeking mentorship from individuals younger than yourself, tapping into the fresh perspectives and tech savviness of the younger generation. The importance of democratizing the vision for your company's future, inviting your team to co-create the roadmap to success. This inclusivity not only fosters a sense of belonging, but also ignites innovation and commitment among team members. Embracing these principles will not only elevate your leadership game, but will also ensure that leading the brightest minds transitions from an intimidating challenge to an exhilarating opportunity. Join us as we delve into the essence of smart leadership, where learning is continuous and the potential for impact is limitless. Part 1: Navigating Workplace Dynamics with Assertiveness. Imagine Angela, a dedicated senior associate on the cusp of a career-defining moment. She's eyeing a coveted promotion within her company, a testament to her hard work and ambition. Angela is not just any employee, she's a driven professional who has skillfully navigated the corporate ladder. With an important international conference on the horizon, she sees an opportunity to solidify her case for the promotion by delivering a captivating talk. However, her meticulous preparations take an unexpected turn when her manager, Mark, bursts into her office with a demand. He insists that Angela should also prep a talk for him for the same conference, putting her in a professional bind. Does she stretch herself thin to accommodate Mark's request? Or does she prioritize her ambitions, potentially straining their working relationship? This is a pivotal moment for Angela, and it underscores a vital lesson. Smart leaders use assertive language to achieve their goals. Assertiveness isn't just a buzzword. It's a strategic tool in the leader's arsenal. It's the golden path between passive inaction and aggressive overreach. For someone like Angela, who naturally tends to please others, embracing assertiveness is a transformative step. It's about recognizing your own value and rights while still respecting those of others. The concept of assertiveness rests on the ability to communicate your needs, expectations, and boundaries clearly and firmly. It's about saying yes to yourself and your goals, without unnecessarily stepping on others' toes. This approach doesn't alienate. Instead, it promotes respect and understanding in professional interactions. Faced with Mark's unwelcome request, Angela tapped into the power of fogging, a technique where you acknowledge the other person's point without discounting your own needs. She understood that while Mark required assistance, her priorities and workload warranted equal consideration. Through thoughtful deliberation, Angela realized that succumbing to Mark's demand would only detract from her focus on her own presentation, her ticket to that promotion. With calm confidence, Angela communicated her stance to Mark. She recognized his need for support, but remained steadfast in her decision. This wasn't about defiance. It was about asserting her right to prioritize tasks that aligned with her career objectives. In the end, Angela's assertive approach not only enabled her to maintain her focus on her critical presentation, but also marked a significant step in her journey toward becoming a smart leader. Assertiveness, she learned, is not about conflict. It's about clarity, respect, and the courage to stand up for one's convictions. Part 2: The Art of Listening, a Leadership Game Changer. Imagine you're Johan, the managing partner of a thriving law firm, standing on the brink of a significant decision, the acquisition of a smaller firm. This move is not just a business transaction. It's a potential game changer that could enhance your firm's offerings. However, such decisions are not made in isolation. They require the insight, support, and collective brain power of your team. But how do you ensure that you're not just hearing their input, but truly understanding it? This is where Johan recognized a crucial aspect of leadership, the distinction between hearing and listening. It's one thing to ask for opinions. It's another entirely to engage in conscious listening, an approach that delves deep into the heart of communication, seeking not just to hear words, but to understand their underlying messages and emotions. The key insight here revolves around the idea that conscious listening produces better solutions. This approach to listening is more than mere silence while others speak. It's an active, engaged process that values the speaker's perspective, even if it diverges from the listener's initial viewpoint. For leaders like Johan, who are steering their teams through complex decisions, embracing conscious listening can be transformative. It involves embracing tactics such as repeating, paraphrasing, and reflecting to ensure both comprehension and empathy. Imagine Johan in a team meeting. He listens intently to a colleague's thoughts on the acquisition, then repeats key phrases verbatim to confirm understanding. Or perhaps he paraphrases another's complex argument, demonstrating his grasp of the concept while also validating the colleague's contribution. When emotions run high, Johan reflects back the underlying feelings through both words and nonverbal cues, showing that he truly grasps the sentiment behind the opinions. But Johan's approach goes beyond recognizing the loudest voices in the room. He knows that the quietest team members often hold invaluable insights. By deliberately inviting their input, he ensures that no perspective is overlooked, amplifying voices that might otherwise go unheard. As the decision-making process unfolds, Johan's commitment to conscious listening brings clarity and cohesion to his team. Each member, having felt truly listened to, understands the rationale behind the final decision. When Johan ultimately decides in favor of the acquisition, it's with the confidence that the team's diverse viewpoints have been considered and respected. This collective buy-in is crucial as it fosters a shared commitment to making the acquisition a resounding success. In the realm of leadership, conscious listening emerges not just as a skill, but as a superpower. It's a practice that brings out the best in teams, unlocking better solutions, fostering unity, and paving the way for successful outcomes. For leaders like Johan, and perhaps for you too, mastering the art of listening could well be the linchpin of effective leadership. Part 3: Empower and Elevate. The dual benefits of delegating tasks. Meet Aisha, a leader known for her intellect, efficiency, and the capacity to tackle complex challenges effortlessly. Despite her capabilities, Aisha is encountering a dilemma that's all too common among high-achieving leaders. Her team, while skilled, is disengaged and unfulfilled, leading to a disappointing level of employee satisfaction. At the core of this issue is Aisha's reluctance to delegate substantial tasks, opting instead to manage them herself due to her confidence in her abilities. This inadvertently stifles her team's growth and leaves Aisha swamped with work. The crux of the issue is clear. To manage your time effectively and empower your team, you need to master the art of creating a well-defined agenda and delegating responsibilities. Recognizing the need for change, Aisha seeks advice and promptly identifies her aversion to delegation as the root cause of her team's discontent. Despite the initial investment of time in training her team to take on more significant tasks, Aisha soon realizes the long-term benefits. By clearly describing each task, offering support, and providing constructive feedback, she transforms delegation from a chore into an opportunity for team development. The process starts with setting clear priorities. Aisha identified 5 to 7 key objectives that would significantly advance her team, department, or organization over the next 18 to 24 months, be it securing a new high-profile client or launching a groundbreaking project. These objectives form the backbone of her agenda, guiding how she allocates her time and identifies tasks ripe for delegation. Creating a to-do list based on this agenda highlights which tasks could be handed off, enabling Aisha to focus on strategic initiatives while nurturing her team's capabilities. This approach doesn't just alleviate her workload, it actively cultivates a culture of growth, trust, and empowerment. The transformation is palpable. Aisha's team members, once stuck in a loop of monotony, are now eager to embrace new responsibilities. This shift not only enhances their skills and confidence, but also fosters a sense of loyalty and engagement. Aisha herself benefits, transitioning from overwhelmed to in control, all while earning a reputation as a leader who champions development. Over time, the positive ripple effects of Aisha's commitment to delegation extend beyond her immediate team. The enriched environment she fosters attracts ambitious individuals drawn to the promise of growth and learning opportunities. Thus, by embracing and mastering the art of delegation, Aisha not only resolves her immediate challenges, but also sets a foundation for sustained team satisfaction and success. Part 4: The Power of Collective Insight in Decision-Making. Picture this: Eguono and Ade, two executives from competing firms with a history rooted in the same graduate trainee program, contemplating a monumental decision. Their proposal to merge their specialized firms presents a unique opportunity to create a formidable entity in the international consulting landscape. For Eguono, the decision seems straightforward at first glance: synergistic potential, evident benefits, and the prospect of new horizons for his team. Yet he hesitates, considering the complexity of such a significant move. The essence of this scenario underscores a vital principle. Smart decision makers include other people's perspectives. Intuitively, we look to leaders to make flawless decisions. However, perfection in decision-making is a myth. Decisions are sculpted from the information at hand, and the first step toward wisdom is acknowledging the necessity of gathering diverse insights to illuminate the path forward. Egwono's reflection on a past acquisition that didn't yield the expected results prompts a strategic shift. This time, he opts for inclusivity and establishes a task force to dissect the merits and challenges of the proposed merger. The team spans a spectrum of expertise, from technology to finance, not just enriching the decision-making process with multifaceted perspectives, but also signaling to his employees and AD that his consideration transcended personal ties. A year into the successful merger, Egwono credits the broad array of insights from the task force as pivotal. This experience reshapes his approach to decision-making, championing the value of collective wisdom. Yet decision-making isn't always afforded the luxury of time. In instances demanding swift action, the focus must narrow to the essential information. It's crucial to recognize that the quest for a perfect decision is not just futile, but counterproductive. Pursuing exhaustive detail can lead to analysis paralysis, a hindrance rather than a help. In these scenarios, imposing a deadline for both gathering information and making the decision itself can be invaluable. It channels efforts towards efficiency and decisiveness. Once the critical information is assembled, trust in one's judgment and instinct becomes paramount, allowing the leader to make an informed decision and promptly navigate to the next challenge. Egwono's journey from hesitation to a successful merger, thanks to the collective intelligence of his task force, highlights a powerful lesson for all leaders. Embracing diverse perspectives not only sharpens decision-making, but also fosters a culture of inclusivity and trust, paving the way for more informed, effective leadership. Part 5. Embracing Multicultural Leadership in a Globalized World. In a world that's more connected than ever, the ability to navigate cultural complexities is not just an asset, it's a critical skill for leaders. The reality of modern leadership involves guiding teams that represent a mosaic of cultures. Failure to acknowledge and adapt to this diversity can lead to misunderstandings, damaged relationships, and lost opportunities. Leaders who excel in our globalized world appreciate the individuality of each team member, understanding that cultural background shapes perspectives. This holistic approach is not just about avoiding pitfalls. Research confirms that companies adept at fostering multicultural rapport enjoy benefits like a potential 26% boost in productivity. Moreover, clients now prioritize partners who can adeptly bridge cultural divides. The central idea is clear. Smart leaders adapt to multiculturalism. Consider the case of Peter, a successful business lead tasked with managing an office in the United Arab Emirates. While adept in the professional norms of his home country, Peter encountered unexpected challenges in this diverse work environment. His Indian and Chinese colleagues thrived under direct leadership and explicit tasks. His Emirati colleagues, however, placed a premium on preserving dignity and respect in interactions, a concept Peter found challenging to integrate into his management style. Recognizing the imperative to pivot, Peter committed to understanding the cultural nuances that underpinned his team's dynamics. For his directness-preferred team members, Peter ensured clarity in responsibilities and expectations. Meanwhile, with his relationship-oriented Emirati colleagues, he focused on building mutual respect and understanding before diving into business matters. Peter's journey underscores the necessity of leading with cultural sensitivity. By taking steps to uncover the cultural preferences of his team, Peter not only honed his leadership abilities, but also inspired a more cohesive and motivated workforce. For leaders navigating similar multicultural landscapes, initiating conversations with those experienced in such environments can be invaluable. Seeking out 3 to 5 key insights specific to the new cultural context can provide foundational knowledge for effective engagement. It's important to note, cultural nuances are often subtle, yet significant. Misinterpretations of phrases or gestures that vary from one culture to another can lead to unexpected outcomes. A classic example of this is the phrase, "Let's table that item," which can mean to postpone discussion in some contexts and initiate it in others. In essence, smart leadership in today's globalized environment demands an adaptable, culturally aware approach. By investing in understanding the rich tapestry of human cultures, leaders not only prevent potential setbacks, but also unlock the full potential of their diverse teams, paving the way for innovation, collaboration, and sustained success. Part 6: The Transformative Power of Mentorship in Professional Growth. Imagine Suki, a young and ambitious architect, keenly aware of the vast learning curve that lay ahead of her in the architectural world. Heeding the advice of a seasoned colleague, she embarked on a quest for mentorship, understanding that guidance is vital in navigating the complexities of the professional realm. At several networking events, Suki encountered David, a production head at a reputable engineering firm. David's unique leadership insights captivated her, prompting Suki to propose a mentorship relationship. Generously, David accepted, marking the beginning of a transformative journey for Suki. Mentorship, as experienced by Suki, serves as a catalyst for profound professional and personal development. It's through these relationships that invaluable wisdom, accumulated over years of trial and error, is passed down, offering mentees like Suki a richer understanding of their industry's nuances. The crux of this narrative is the broadened perspective on mentorship. The traditional view of mentor-mentee relationships is evolving. Today's dynamic professional environment welcomes the concept of reverse mentorship, where the mentor-mentee roles defy age and experience conventions, focusing instead on specific areas of growth. Whether the goal is to gain insight into organizational leadership, understand a new market trend, or bridge cultural divides, the criteria for selecting a mentor should be anchored to the specific growth areas identified by the mentee. In instances where the traditional mentorship dynamic is reversed, younger professionals, often more attuned to emerging technologies and cultural trends, can offer invaluable guidance. Suki's journey illustrates the mutual benefits of mentorship. As David transitioned to a consultancy role, Suki stepped in as a reverse mentor, sharing her adeptness with social media to bolster David's online presence. Their collaborative efforts in navigating social media platforms exemplify the reciprocal nature of mentorship, underscoring that learning and teaching can flow in both directions. This story of mentorship underscores a key lesson for professionals at any stage of their careers. The quest for knowledge and growth is a continuous journey, enriched by the diverse perspectives of those around us. By actively seeking mentors or becoming one, individuals can unlock new avenues of professional development, fostering an environment where wisdom and innovation coalesce. Part 7: Cultivating a Shared Vision for Your Company's Future. When Felice took the helm of the Construction and Civil Engineering Group, CCEG, at his law firm, the landscape was shifting. With the entry of several smaller firms into the arena, Felice sensed an imminent challenge to their market position. Guided by insights from a seasoned mentor, Felice recognized a parallel between the legal frameworks of CCEG and the burgeoning field of IT development projects. This realization sparked an idea: diversify the firm's expertise to include IT law, thus solidifying its competitive edge. Yet Felice understood that transforming this spark of insight into a strategic vision required more than just intuition. It demanded collective wisdom. The pivotal lesson here is clear: to chart a course towards a prosperous future, involve your team in shaping the company's vision. The rationale is straightforward yet profound. Engaging smart individuals in the visioning process does more than just harness their intellectual capacities. It galvanizes their commitment to the shared goals. Therefore, crafting a vision should be a collaborative endeavor, one that nurtures team cohesion and leverages the diverse strengths of its members. In pursuit of this collaborative vision, Felice embarked on a dual mission. His initial step was to consolidate his understanding through rigorous research. Armed with this knowledge, he opened the floor to his colleagues, inviting them to scrutinize and refine the proposal of venturing into IT law. This inclusive approach served a dual purpose. It validated Felice's strategic intuition, while ensuring his team felt valued and heard. With the team's insights affirming the potential of the new specialization, Felice communicated a compelling narrative. Embracing IT law would not only complement their existing prowess in CCEE, but also position the firm as a leader across both domains. However, Felice's strategy went beyond mere consensus. He involved his team in articulating a vision statement, a concise expression of their shared aspirations written in the present tense. This statement was crafted not as a detailed roadmap, but as a beacon to align efforts and energize the team towards a common objective. Felice's story underscores the transformative potential of shared visioning. By inviting his team to co-create the firm's strategic direction, he not only secured buy-in, but also fostered a sense of ownership and purpose among team members. This collective approach not only aimed to navigate the firm through competitive waters, but also to sail towards a horizon of unparalleled success and innovation. Final summary. The essence of leadership lies not in the solitary journey of decision-making, but in the collaborative spirit of harnessing the collective strengths and insights of a team. Smart individuals, brimming with potential, seek more than just executional tasks. They yearn for understanding, engagement, and the opportunity to stretch their intellectual boundaries. This narrative unfolds the blueprint for a new kind of leader, one who shares the load rather than bearing it alone, who views the crafting of a company's future as a collective endeavor rather than a dictated vision. It's about recognizing the immense value each team member brings to the table and finding ways to lift those voices, making them partners in both problem-solving and future-building. At the core, it's a call to smart leaders everywhere to lean into the diversity of their team's experiences, perspectives, and skills. By delegating effectively, not only are tasks distributed, but team members are also given the chance to grow, to challenge themselves, and ultimately, to contribute more meaningfully to the organization's goals. Furthermore, involving the team in envisioning the future of the company instills a sense of ownership and commitment to the collective vision. It transforms the workplace into a vibrant forum for ideas, where innovation flourishes and every member feels both heard and valued. In essence, the path to leadership excellence is paved with collaboration, inclusion, and the empowerment of each individual. By embracing these principles, leaders not only elevate their teams, but also steer their companies toward a brighter, more dynamic future. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.